That song was everywhere in the 90s.
Yeah.
Everywhere. Every mall. It was always on, the video was always on MTV.
It was such a, such an orgy song.
Enigma.
That is Enigma.
That's the name of the band. Yeah. If you were a swinger, you participated in orgies, I bet they played that song all the time.
Every French person alive has come to that song.
The whole country orgasms at once.
They play it at your eighth grade graduation in France.
Don't
you are an adult now. Come with us.
Like at your bar mitzvah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's one of the few songs to make it mainstream, mm-hmm. that incorporated like a pan flute. Is
Not
that
only,
what that
that's
was?
That's true, pan flute, but also it is without a doubt ultra sexual.
Yeah.
And they don't have to, it's not in the lyrics. Like, he just listens to it.
Yeah.
Because the lady's coming as she's
yeah,
sings
it's like,
them out.
Yeah. It's heavy breathing. And
don't know. It sounds like she's like, give me two more thrusts, is what she's saying in French.
Right.
It's really, really.
Put a tail on me. What are you checking there? What's going on?
Drug lord El Chapo has been extradited to the United States. Oh.
Oh, snaps.
Ooh.
Did President Obama or elect Trump just text you that?
Yeah. Donnie T just texted me.
Well, he's pretty active on.
They said he gives out his direct cell phone number to people.
I bet he does.
All the national security people are like, you can't do.
Yeah.
Like, you can't.
You're the president
have a cell
now.
Phone.
He
was
dummy.
Like, shut up. I have a cell phone.
I think he became president just for the Twitter followers.
I think he does love Twitter.
I think, yeah, a little too much. Do you think he'll dial it back now that he's the prez?
It's really interesting. Part of me really hopes he doesn't. Even though it's easy to critique him for it, it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
That the president is like watching SNL and being like, SNL sucks.
Yeah.
Because they make fun of him.
Well,
it kind of makes me laugh.
And I think what's absurd though is that he constantly lies.
Yeah.
Like, remember the ticket thing you were telling me about this morning? Like, 30 people didn't want to go, 30 Democrats.
Oh, no.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, so many tickets. We got to give away so many tickets. Yeah.
But like, that's part of, see, that's how he's a salesman and a showman.
Yeah.
And what he did was he built the Trump brand off of, you know, basically off of personality.
Yeah. He's
know?
A reality star and he's really good at that. Like,
he's
that's
really good
a
at
good
that.
Lane.
So, what he's doing is that's an extension of it. So, like, all these, I think it's something like 50 House Dems.
That's not a good choice. No? The choice you made was better.
50 House Dems are not attending the inauguration, right?
Yeah.
So they ask him about it. He goes, I hope we get their tickets. So many people want tickets. So many people want tickets.
Yeah.
I hope we get their tickets.
Yeah.
So it's just the positive spin thing on a bad situation.
Which is, you know, actually a pretty decent approach to be taking,
well,
I guess.
I think that approach in life is a good one.
It's a Barnum and Bailey.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's P.T. Barnum. Sorry, no. P.T. Barnum had the same thing. He would create a spectacle to get people to pay attention.
That's 100% him.
And it's his thing.
Look, I hope it goes well. I'm not kidding.
I
do hope that these next 4 years are good. And
yeah.
You know, I don't know. There's not much more to say than that. But
yeah, well.
But it is funny when he's like, everybody just wants tickets.
He's so crazy.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, buddy.
He's always saying he's doing better than he is. Like, approval ratings are bullshit. Everybody, and you're like, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Who knows? Who knows what's in store?
We have more important things to talk about if you don't
so
mind.
Many important things. But look at this list today.
I know.
Of notes that I have for today's show.
There's a lot to go over. You ready to get this started?
Of course. I've been waiting all day.
Let's go.
This is going to be good.
I am an advocate for children.
Okay, and what's wrong with plucking my eyebrows?
Do not scream at me, mommy. Do not hit me, mommy.
What?
Do not abuse me, mommy.
What the hell are you talking about?
This shit is big time.
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone loving to this.
Your mom in the fuck is dead!
Welcome. Welcome to your mom's house. With Tom Segura.
Tom Segura.
And Christina Pajitsky. Christina
Pajitsky. Welcome to your mom's house.
You're gonna spin, DJ?
Yeah.
Real quick before I...
Mommy.
Yeah.
That was a British one.
Hit me, mommy.
That was a British mummy.
Yeah, it's a British mummy.
Thank you, James.
Come to the mummy.
Stupid.
So silly.
Do not scream at me, mommy.
Real quick before I forget, I was just picking up... I have a tour shirt that I picked up. It's going to be on tour with me. Limited amounts, obviously, but it is online on our store. If you go to TomSegura.com and you click on the store, it takes you to our merchandise page. We have a bunch of stuff there. This one was designed by a really, really great artist, Dave Glock. If you ever did Meltdown, every week a unique poster was created for the Meltdown show, like specific for that week.
It's a lot of work.
And Dave Glock designed each and every one of them, and he did this shirt.
Very cool.
He did the No Teeth, No Entry tour shirt. Like I said, I'll have a limited amount with me, but they will also be for sale on the store. That being that...
9 o'clock show? Should we talk about that?
Sure. I mean, whatever. Sure.
Well, I just thought we should announce at the top of the show, why not? On the 12th of February, we have a 9 o'clock show added to Your Mom's House Live in Irvine, and we're having special guest Yoshi Obayashi. Yes.
The 7 p.m. is sold out. We added the 9, and we invited Yoshi to join us on that.
So, if you want to do both shows, we're doing two different shows.
Yeah.
And I know people are going to want to know that.
Super mommy dynamics. what did I want to tell you? I'm still recovering from 24 hours with burnt Chrysler.
Yeah, you guys did your special fat loss trip together.
We did. Joe Rogan offered and came through with, you know... I saw an opportunity. I was looking for something fun to do. And, you know, too often I think you go, well, I'll do something in like 9 months. Wow.
Yeah.
And that really, really definitely popped someone's ears out, just so you know.
It's this new soda.
Yeah. I think, you know, I tried to look for something that was coming up quick. Anyways, I see Cavs are playing the Warriors. It's a rematch of the NBA Finals last year. So... definitely the two biggest, you know, flagship names.
Football teams in history.
Basketball. Mm-hmm. And then...
wait a minute.
It has...
you're going to throw stones at my burp.
Easily three of the best players in the game. If not three of the best players in the last, you know, the history of the game.
Who's
sure,
on the team?
In the conversation.
Is LeBron James on the team?
He's on the Cavs.
How do I know that? I must be unconsciously...
I think his name is sort of in the, you know, pop culture right now.
Is that Donald... texting you again?
Yeah, he goes, you coming tomorrow? I gotta tell him that he's gonna be real upset. but anyways, he's on there. Kyrie Irving's a Cav, big deal. Mm-hmm. Steph Curry, Kevin Durant.
Is that a girl, Steph? She's on the team?
She's on the team. Beautiful, beautiful girl.
Beautiful girl. Pretty girl.
Yeah, Durant.
Great girl.
Klay
great.
Thompson, Draymond Green. Anyways, a bunch of stars, great atmosphere, and like I said, a rematch of game set of the NBA Finals last year. So we go up there. Well, first we should start that Burnt came over here.
Yeah.
And his driver hit our fence.
Yeah.
So it's like, wait, cool. Who's drinking? Then Burnt comes in the house with a 38-ounce styrofoam cup.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I thought he had coffee in it.
So did I. Let's see what time it was. It was around 8 a.m.
Yeah, 8 o'clock.
7:45.
8:40, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So the normal assumption is that it's coffee.
Yeah.
But then... he walked by me,
yeah,
and I caught a whiff,
yeah,
and it was like, vodka.
Yeah, and you're like, it's 8 o'clock in the morning. He's like, this is how I go every morning. That's how I do every flight. And then he's like, are you ready?
So gross.
Are you ready to wait till you travel with me? So then I got a peek inside. Keep in mind.
Yeah, let's hear about this.
We all do lots and lots of flying. We all have our own rituals. We all have our own way of doing it. So I'm getting a peek inside how the party machine...
yeah.
Flies weekly.
Right.
He does this every single week, way there, way back.
Right.
So in the house, he's drinking, right?
First of all, can we just talk about morning drinking?
Oh.
I don't think there's anything more disgusting and anything I could do less than drink alcohol at 8 in the morning. I just physically couldn't do it.
Appalling. And I see it all the time. Because I fly all the time, and I'm always blown away by it.
Yeah.
Anyways, we get to the airport.
Ugh.
He has special status on American Airlines.
Like, special from what I was seeing.
He is a concierge key Concierge key. It's invitation only.
Concierge key. Invitation only. Yeah, wow.
You don't hit the level. They invite you.
Wow. So he has so many miles from like probably doing the Travel Channel shows.
It's 100% from being stand-up. A travel guy and stand-up at the same time. So,
jeez.
Especially that show, because on the show, he would do things like, hey, this week you're flying to Rome. Come back next week, Fiji.
Oh
back.
My God.
And because it was a television deal, it was always first. So you're spending so much money on that. So
he just racked up the diamond medallion. Yeah.
Well, they just saw like so much money being spent on your account.
Yeah.
So
yeah
this
yeah.
guy's for sure.
Baller.
He has his own entrance.
That's crazy. Wait, explain to me how at LAX, where?
So yeah, you miss it. Here's what you pull up to Terminal 4,
uh-huh.
you see American.
Uh-huh.
At the end, you see American Priority, which is
okay.
like supposed
like
to be
like Delta Priority, I got
yeah,
it.
Yeah, so it's, it is for the elite flyers.
Okay.
Just past that, there's red carpet and somebody outside in a gray jacket.
Shut your mouth.
And gloves.
Shut your mouth.
And that's where he pulls up.
Now, does every airline do this?
No, I looked into it.
I figured you would.
Yeah. American has it. United has United Global Services, which is invitation only. Delta right now has, I mean, they have obviously their diamond status.
Yeah.
They also have Delta One, which is if you're flying LAX to JFK or LAX to London direct or maybe one other place, that has its own entrance, which is its own thing. So it has its own lounge.
Isn't this wild? Like, I feel like this is the special restaurant at Disneyland that you can drink alcohol at
right,
that
yeah.
only like five people know about.
I fucking love this shit.
Yeah, of course you do. You're very elitist.
Yeah.
You love everything elitist, everything that separates you from the masses.
Wow.
The scum of the earth.
Oh my God.
You love it. You do love feeling special. And see, look at the smile on your face right now.
Yeah, well, I was just thinking about my personality.
Okay. So, well, the personality champ wouldn't see themselves as better than everyone else.
Yeah, you're making me feel
fine.
Badly.
I don't. No, you...
Do not hit me, mommy.
I just got to, hold on, hoist up my slops. So...
I do, but I think part of, like, as far as air travel, I talked about this with Bernd, is that part of it is that we fly so much that anything that makes you feel special and cuts down on the shitty part of travel...
Yes.
It's not so much
it's misery.
That, like, oh, get out of my face.
No, and I joke half when I say that you enjoy elitism.
Yeah.
Because it does...
Half.
Half, yeah. You like nice things. But it does take the sting. And
you
this,
like nice things.
Not like you. Like, I like them when they happen, but only because you make them happen. And then I flog myself with Eastern Bloc guilt that, like,
really?
Should I enjoy this? Do I deserve this? Like, I can't just enjoy...
Mm.
Nice things. So, you go there. There's a guy in the glove.
Yeah, it's very.
And he holds your hand.
Well, first you walk in. So there's a counter there, and they just check you in. Right, you know they even though you can be we were pre-checked in, they check you in and print out a ticket, give you the ID, but they give it to the guy, and then the guy, the gray coat guy,
your coatman,
he takes us in an elevator.
A secret elevator or the commoner's elevator?
No, a secret elevator.
Shut up. There's a secret elevator?
Yeah.
At LAX.
Well, it's...
Just
it's,
in the
it's
American
from
terminal.
That, no, it's from that specific
wow.
terminal to... Wait, here's the best part. To the security level.
Uh-huh.
Walks you in front of everybody.
Oh, it's the best.
They sign off
God
on
damn
you.
Damn it.
Then he walks you to the security counter and he puts your bags on.
God damn it.
And he offers to walk you to the gate.
Doesn't this blow your mind that there
exists? I didn't know it existed.
Yeah. And that this they invited Bernd.
Oh, here's the other part about it. So
God damn it.
So of course we go first thing we do is we go to the American club room, right? The you know,
like the diner's club or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, you know,
the
you
lounge,
see those.
The lounge. Yeah.
We walk in as we enter the bar area, they go, Bert! Like that.
Like, you know, cheers.
Like, yeah. They know. The bartender's like, Bert, Tito's and vodka? And he's like, make it two.
So, what's the drink count? What's the drink count?
Whatever he had before, which I would say is two before he got, because that thing is
that
enormous.
That roadie, yeah.
Then he has two at that bar.
Yeah.
Oh, so it turns out we're flying for San Francisco. We're flying out of the remote terminal.
What?
So you have to get on the shuttle. Yeah.
And that's for commoners, though, the shuttle.
Right. So Bart tells the lady, he's like, can you guys ride? And they're like, okay. And the lady comes over when we're at the bar, and she's like, I'm sorry, this, this, and that, but we, you know, I'm sorry. And he goes, no problem. But as we're leaving, another lady goes, Mr. Kreischer, we were able to accommodate so-and-so is waiting. So as we're leaving the lounge, another lady goes, you're, you know, Mr. Chrysler, can you follow me? Then she opens the door and we walk down the tarmac and we go into a Cadillac and they drive
us. A Cadillac.
Yeah, they drive us to the remote terminal.
Jesus.
Then we another couple drinks at that bar because there's a separate bar there.
At the terminal? By the plane?
No. It's a separate terminal. So like we were at terminal 4, but we're flying out of terminal 6.
Right,
so
right.
It's a separate lounge.
So you're in the new lounge and there's more drinks to be had.
Couple more drinks there.
What's the drink count for you versus Bert?
Well, I've had one at the first lounge, but it's 9 o'clock in the morning or something.
What did you have?
Vodka soda.
Yeah. Did it feel really nice?
You know, the first one is like, it's like, it just feels like this isn't good, but
right.
You know, I also approached it with like, today's a fun day. Yeah. I'm going to do whatever.
You got to blow it out.
I'm with Bert. I'm just going to do whatever. So he's like, are you fucking nursing that thing? Like he's like a college kid, right?
Yeah.
So as we're leaving that,
I tipped the guy. Yeah.
And I think most people don't tip or something. He was like, thanks, man.
Really?
He goes, hey, do you want a couple to go?
Aww.
As I'm saying, like, I'm good, Bert's like, that would be fucking great. So the guy makes us two to go in a coffee cup, hands it to us, and Bert's like, is this fucking perfect?
And so, Bert's in heaven.
Yeah. We board with our coffee cups with vodka sodas. I fucking nursed that one, I think, for the whole flight. He finishes it, has a couple more. So now he's up to like 6 or something. Anyways.
That's so much.
Yeah.
It would lay me out. I would go to the hospital if I drank 6.
We land. We go to the hotel. We have lunch. Vodka sodas for lunch with food, obviously, this time. And then I go like I need it. Like, let's just take a chill pill till it's time to leave for the game. We do that. We go to the game. The game ends up being a complete fucking blowout. Like,
what does that mean?
Like, I wanted to see a really competitive game because of two great teams.
Right.
But Golden State, Oakland basically destroyed Cleveland.
Well, I think I saw this on like social media. People were upset about
this. Oh my God. It was a total blow. But it was still really fun. We had amazing seats that Rogan hooked up.
That's so nice.
Fourth row. Just absolutely, you know, we got to see like these legendary players in, like fucking right there playing. We had a lot of fun, had a lot of laughs. And then from there we go back to the hotel. As we're getting back in the car, he goes, I just hit my second wind. And I go, my wind is dead. I need to lay down.
Yeah.
Because even at the game, I didn't drink anything at the game. Neither did he, actually.
Really?
No, but we smoked a little before we went into the game.
Thank God. I thought for a minute you guys were sober for an hour.
No, no, no.
Okay.
But he's like, I just hit my second wind. I don't even know how that's possible. But, so he goes to the bar, and I go to the room. And I lay in the room with the lights off for like an hour. Maybe an hour and a half. I go down. Then we go to dinner. We go to the House of Prime Rib. A friend of his set it up, a chef.
Which is like a legendary place
spot.
In SF.
Yeah, it's really fun.
It's hard to get in there.
Really fun. We have this great meal. We eat. We go off the rails, you know. We're off the diets and everything. And I honestly, it didn't feel as good as I thought it was going to feel.
To go off the diet.
Because it was too much food.
Yeah.
Like, it was just enormous portions.
Yeah.
I mean, shit tasted good, don't get me wrong. But afterwards, you're like, oh my God.
Yeah, because
like
when you're used to feeling. Not eating to the point of being disgustingly full anymore, I know. It's destructive.
Mm. Don't get me wrong. It was a familiar feeling. I've done it many times. But we were just completely stuffed.
Yeah.
Then we go back. He raids his mini bar. We smoke cigars out on the balcony.
Jesus Christ.
And then, this is the best part. So the next morning we get picked up, we go to the airport. Immediately we go to the lounge and he's like, vodka soda? To the guy, he's like, Tom, I go, I'm having coffee. Because like I'm already like I need a full day to get over his craziness and like his normal way of traveling.
Yeah.
Dude, it's right back.
He's right back into partying, is what you're saying, yeah.
But not even partying. Yeah. Just like, let's get on a plane. So
he's so resilient.
Yeah. By the time we land in L.A., right before noon, he's 8 deep.
Wow.
And totally normal.
Well, see, that's the interesting part about Bart Chrysler.
Yeah.
Is that drinking doesn't change him.
No.
It's so weird.
He's cracking jokes.
He's the best.
He's just like having fun.
Because that's the part of this whole thing that you're like, well, is it so bad?
2 hours later, I still don't feel good.
Just well, now you're sick. Now you're coming down with a cold.
Yeah.
But it doesn't, it just makes him, he's already an awesome dude. Like he's so sweet and fun and lovable. And then he drinks and he gets more sweet and fun and lovable.
It becomes more fun.
Never morose, never sullen, never angry.
No.
He's just like party rad.
Yeah, it's really, really
that's so weird.
I don't wanna he always plays music in his videos that he posts. Uh-huh. So I can't really, but like just this is us going on a trip.
Look how different he looks with no beard.
I know.
He looks like a younger man, actually.
That's us.
You guys look great.
Yeah, we're just
This is
look at
Tommy, you look great.
This is us going down.
That's crazy. Look how good you look, Jeans.
I look good?
Look how skinny your face. You look fantastic.
Thanks,
look how
Jeans.
Good you look.
It's definitely
damn.
Better. It's better than 3 months ago.
Better than it used to be.
It's better than it used to be. I have a vodka soda.
Is that the girl you guys banged?
We double-teamed that girl on the tarmac.
Did you guys put her in the hammock?
Mm-hmm. We put her in the... In the fucking,
you know, what was the best is that you and I went to the dentist.
Yeah,
and we did it the day you landed. And what did Bert say to you about going to the dentist?
I go, oh my god, this is the best. So we're in. so this on the morning on the way back, I go, I gotta go to the dentist today. He goes, are you fucking serious right now?
Oh my gosh, look how many people are there.
I know,
that's crazy.
He's like, are you fucking serious? And I go, yeah. He goes, sometimes I think I know you. I don't know you at all. And I go, what are you talking about?
Because you take care of your teeth.
No, because I'm going to the dentist.
Yeah.
And I go, okay, why? And he goes, look at Bert. I took a picture of him stoned out of his mind. I took a that's
a couple of skinny bears.
Yeah.
You guys holding
hands? Yeah, holding hands. Guess who those belong to?
Yeah. Well, I asked if you guys were going to share a room and then share a bed.
Yeah.
And he said you're going to do the S where one guy stays on top of the sheet, one guy stays on that. That's pretty funny.
So he goes, I don't even know you. And I go, what are you
What's happening here, babe?
That's Bert.
Look at his junk hanging.
I know. By the way, a lot
he
of people were like,
took that picture?
No, he took the picture himself.
How?
He put it on the self timer thing.
Oh, I got to learn how to do that. That's really funny.
So
I thought you took that.
I know. Everybody did. Like, believe me.
Wow, it's quite everybody a weekend. Did. Quite a so, night, guys.
So I go, why do you not know me? He's like, we're traveling today. I would never do anything like that. I would never go to a doctor. If I travel,
I don't think he does.
I don't do anything. And then like 30 seconds later, he's like, I'm going to go do Tom Papa's podcast today.
Right.
And then later on, these other guys are coming over to podcast. We'll go, so you are doing things today. Yeah, but not a doctor's appointment. And you go, okay. So then he goes, when was the last time you went to the dentist? He goes, it's actually pretty bad. It's probably like, it's over a year for sure. He's like, oh. You want to know last time I went to the dentist? I go, when? Guess. I don't know, 3 years? At least 10 years.
Oh my God, really? Ugh. And he listens to the show.
I know.
Gosh, he should know better. Leanne, we got to get on. Leanne.
Yeah.
Do we have the Dental Update theme song anymore?
Of course, but you just screwed up, you know?
Why?
Because you brought it up without letting me fucking prep that song, you know? You do it all the time. You know how this works.
How do I not know? I told you I had a topic rundown, and I told you we were going to do dental updates.
You don't care.
You're so grouchy today. It's because you're not feeling well. I know, Jeans, but we got to get through it. You'll be okay.
I know. I'm setting this right now.
Is it because Jack Reacher was such a good movie last night?
I'm honestly blown away at what happened.
Okay, we have to discuss the Jack Reacher sequel after we do our dental updates, because I tapped out about 30 minutes in.
It
was really special.
It is unfucking believable what happened.
Should I read an email while you're looking for the dental update music?
No.
Oh, how long is it going to take you?
What are you talking about?
Oh, God, you're You're so grouchy tonight. It's so fucking horrible. All right.
Oh, God.
Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow. How have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Yeah, too. That's it.
Okay, good. I'm so excited. So, that's our dental update music. You know, we haven't had a dental update in a long time.
Well, we correctly flogged ourselves because we kept reading them, and we've been talking about a lot how we haven't been in a while. We really haven't. Over
it's
a year.
It's been a long time. Well, it's, a year, a year for me, almost. Yeah.
I think a little more for a little over a year. Anyways, we went again, and we took turn. We went back to back.
Well, we got a recommendation for a new dentist.
Yeah.
Because we moved.
You guys have to go, and I got to tell you, I'm jumping ahead, but there's nothing like that post-cleaning feeling.
It's so clean now still. Yeah. And you have to spend money on the preventative end so that you don't end up spending $10,000 when it's,
that's right,
you know, gum grafts and whatever,
no
root
dental
canals and crap. Don't do that.
No dental insurance.
Yeah, we pay out of pocket. It was $200 for both of us to get our foofs cleaned.
You got to do it. I mean, dude,
go ahead.
Go ahead. You went first, so go ahead.
Well, I went first because we went back to back.
Yeah.
And he tells me, because this is the first time we've been to the dentist, so they do a full exam. They check your gums they check your mouth for mouth cancer. They check your gums for bleediness, the healthfulness of your gums.
Yeah.
And so the assistant takes down numbers and he says anything 1, 2, or 3 is considered normal. Mm-hmm. And they go through every single gum area. And all I heard, all I heard was 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 2, 2, 2, 1, 1, 1, 1, maybe like 2 3s around my crowns. Mm-hmm. That's not my fault.
Yeah.
And he did the cleaning. It was so quick for me. You know, I just laid down. It was done.
Yeah.
And then I asked him.
I asked him.
Would you marry your mom? And
what did he say?
And And I asked him, I go, in all seriousness, if you had to grade my teeth, the condition of my mouth today, what would you give me as a letter grade? And he kind of chuckled and he said, A.
Did he really?
He did. He gave me an A. Now, I lied to you and I said A+. I was joking, but he did give me an A. And he goes, you have very little plaque. He goes, you have like no stains. And
my stoma.
Your teeth look like they're in great condition. I said, thank you. You know why? Because I floss every day. And he said, I can tell.
He said that?
He said, I can tell. Now, here's the one thing that sucks. I'm going to have to redo one of the crowns that I have.
Ooh, that doesn't sound like an A thing.
No, it's not my fault. It's because the dentist that did it the first time, he didn't line it up properly on the gum line. And I'm having food caught in it. And that can be infected, even though that's been root canaled. I have to replace the crown so that it's flush with the other teeth. Not like my fault.
Well, it sounds like a made-up story.
It's not a made-up story. It's not.
It sounds made. I think people listening are like, well, that sounds like a made-up story.
Why would I make that up?
Hey, you have an A. Also, you need a lot of work done.
I didn't say a lot. I said one crown replaced. That's through no fault of my own faulty.
Nobody says
it's a faulty crown.
Hey, how would you grade this house that I built? And they go, I would say it's an A. Now, we're going to need to tear down that foundation.
Do you want to call a doctor right now and ask him what my letter grade was?
No.
Let's call him right now.
I don't want
to. He said A.
Yeah.
And then you got in the chair and I said, I'm going to apologize for my husband in advance because he's got filthy dog teeth that need cleaning.
That doesn't seem like a cool thing.
So what was your experience like in the chair? Tom, go ahead.
Well, right away, first of all, I like that they got down to business right away. There was very little waiting. Sometimes it's like just lagging. Oh, don't, he's just with someone else right
now.
Oh, my God.
I hate that.
He got right on it. He got to, I forgot, like, first he does the drill where they just clean in between, and then the second part is the
I got a totally different treatment because my teeth weren't covered in plaque.
Yeah, well, anyways, my teeth were like a little sensitive, and I was like, ooh,
that's filth.
And afterwards, I go, I feel like my teeth were more sensitive. He goes, I really cranked it up for you, and I go, okay. And I said, if you had to marry your mom, no, I said, what would you grade mine?
No, goes, you did not ask him that.
And he goes, easily A++.
Lies!
He goes,
why are you lying?
He said, in a generation, I've never seen better teeth. That's what he said.
That's such a lie.
Okay.
You know what? I don't think he did, because I was there and I could overhear what you guys were saying, and I didn't hear that.
Yeah, he did. He said that.
No, he didn't.
He said, in all my time, I've never seen a better set of teeth.
How much did your gums bleed during your cleaning?
None.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
They do look so much whiter right now. Like,
smile.
Very good! Very good! Yay! You missed that one. Yeah, very good.
Yeah, they're really nice.
Can I tell you something stupid that I've been doing?
Yeah.
That you and I have been doing together that it just occurred to me how dumb. So every day you and I have this routine where we go to Barstucks in the afternoon and I get an iced tall Americano with a splash of half and half.
Yeah.
Well, I do it because I figure it's a cold drink and I can drink through a straw and the straw will protect my veneers from getting stained with coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Cause I think like Rachel Zoe does that or something.
Yeah.
But what I didn't really put together for the last 2 months, every time I drink that drink, it hurts my stomach so bad. Like it hurts so bad and it's too strong a coffee and it makes me angry and anxious. And I get like really, really fucking crazy on it.
This reminds me of not having an outlet for to plug into.
Right,
so you just don't plug. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. It's like I keep drinking it. I know it hurts.
Isn't it amazing?
And then why don't I just order something else?
I would do that for years too. For years.
What is that? But why? Why do we do this to ourselves?
Know. It just shows you how our brains work. It's like it's an auto thing. This is my drink. This is what I order.
Right.
yeah.
It's right. It keeps hurting. And then I keep doing it. Because the thing is, when I order a hot drink, it doesn't hurt my stomach.
Yeah.
It doesn't give me that. So what I should be doing is ordering a hot drink and just drinking with a straw.
Yeah. Hello.
Dumb broad.
Yeah, I think so. You know, especially if it's affecting your stomach.
Here. It hurts so much. And I always just like chalk it up to like, well, that's coffee. That's coffee for you. I guess it just hurts your stomach.
I love it.
Can't believe you.
What have you done that with besides the outlets?
I love those jokes. Oh my God, a little bar joke.
Remember for the longest time, we only had like one iPhone charger in the house.
Yeah.
And we're like, wait, we can buy two.
Now I buy them weekly. I have like three in my bag.
Why wouldn't you? Yeah. Just have them around the house all the time.
There's one right there, right?
Isn't yeah, of course. Because you just lose them. Oh, my God. Just buy a few.
Yeah, I've done that with a lot of things. Like, I don't like the way that tastes, and then yeah. order it again. Well, you know, one time the worst one I ever did was, I don't think you remember
That's
this.
So funny.
We went to a family dinner in Florida. Like yeah. We were visiting.
Yeah.
Went to some Italian place, which wasn't the norm for us.
Oh, yeah. Your dad hates Italian food.
I know. Well, I ordered a soup, which I don't normally do.
Yeah.
And I took a bite, and I'm not exaggerating when I say this. It tasted like vomit. It tasted like when you vomit.
Wait, I remember this restaurant. I remember. I remember smelling it and it's hating
like,
it.
It's like when you taste vomit on the way up.
I remember.
And you know what I did?
I remember.
I had a second bite. No. Yeah. It's like I didn't trust my own reaction to it.
Right. Right.
And then as I was about to take a third bite.
What are you doing?
I go, what is this? Oh, that's the blah, blah, blah soup. And I go, this is horrible.
Horrible.
And I was like, oh, excuse me. Like, I was like, I don't think you understand what type of horror I'm talking. I really thought somebody vomited into a bowl.
And I remember the soup because you had me smell it, and you know my sensitivity to vomit. I go, that's terrible. That is vomit in a bowl.
It tasted and smelled like vomit. So and it was served to us in a restaurant.
But I'm talking about like long term, like right now, the toothpaste, the Aquafresh that I ordered on Amazon, it's not the right one. But because I ordered like 6 tubes, I just insist on using it.
I hate that fucking whatever you got.
And I hate the taste too, and I keep using it. Like, I'll just power through it. Like, I should just throw it away. It's $10 worth of toothpaste.
It's like, unreal.
The immigrant in me doesn't want to, like, give in, you know?
Of course.
Or maybe it's the immigrant thing. Oh, God.
Oh, my God. I'll never forget that fucking thing.
The vomit soup? I remember.
I'll never forget it.
And I remember that night. Yeah. Pretty bad. By the way, you did not get an A on your teeth, and I know you got a D minus. Thank you.
I asked him, will you ever date your mom?
You know what's funny about that clip?
What?
The audience doesn't think it's funny.
I don't think that's true.
We never got much feedback on, I asked him, would you marry your mom?
Maybe you think it just bothered some people, right?
I think my feeling is, because the feedback's pretty strong on all our bits.
Yeah.
Like zero feedback on this one.
It's just like the gays.
But I do get that written in a lot of things I post.
It's just,
yeah.
Can I hear her again? I asked him,
will you ever date your mom?
That's so weird.
Once in a while he calls me mom, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Here's a real kiss.
That was a real kiss.
Yeah.
That was a real kiss.
He loves his cum.
That was somebody else.
That wasn't the same clip.
So let me get to this mommy lady today. You want to see this?
Yeah.
So apparently what's happening here is that the lady recording is in a parking lot and she has a child in the back. I guess the other lady who you heard
in
the opening,
yeah,
calls her and is like, you know, calling her attention.
Yeah.
And then accuses her of abusing the kid.
Because she's tweezing her eyebrows while driving.
But I mean... Everything leads you to believe that the lady tweezing her eyebrows is not doing anything wrong.
Because I asked her, would you date your mom?
This lady is just out of her fucking mind.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
It's usually how it goes
yeah.
on this show.
Oh, hold on.
At my son's soccer game.
It's a cute dog.
In this crazy...
Stop!
So I'm sitting here...
Stop, mommy!
At my son's soccer game, and this crazy ass lady is yelling at me because I was plucking my eyebrows.
Do not scream at me, mommy. I am an advocate for the children.
Okay, and what's wrong with plucking my eyebrows?
Do not scream at me, mommy. Do not hit me, mommy.
What?
Do not abuse me, mommy.
It's like, what
the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, it's like. She just pulls it out of nowhere.
Yeah,
it's like,
out of her fucking mind.
You know what I always think about when I see something like for instance, this clip? That lady can drive.
Yeah, and she has a cute dog.
Yeah, but the driving part.
Well, what about
really
endangering
scary.
Your dog, you dumb bitch? Yeah. I never drive with my dogs on my lap.
Who are you?
Yeah,
listen
who are
to
you?
Them.
Who are you?
I am Kellen Fokker.
Fokker.
With Childhood Advocacy Program.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. That's very made up. right?
And what's your deal with me?
Do not abuse your children.
Because I sat here waiting on my son's soccer game, plucking my eyebrows?
No, because you hit him.
I hit my son? Him,
and you hit her, and you screamed at her.
Really, I hit my kids.
That's right.
Jordan, do I hate you?
Oh,
did I sit here and hate you?
Say yes.
No, I was plucking my eyebrows,
oh
lady.
Oh, my God.
And you see that? She's like, oh, my God.
Jeez.
So she's like totally gaslighting her too, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
That's crazy that somebody would say that about. You realize that anybody says that to everybody else starts off believing them?
Well, it's a pretty serious accusation.
That's what I'm saying.
Jesus.
It's like if you make a rape accusation, people don't, you know, the immediate thought is like, oh, that person's a rapist, you know? Not like really.
Well, even, yeah, you're right. Just the stink of the accusation
can
take you down.
So this lady's like, you beat your children? I mean, if people hear that, they go, hey, are you hitting your kid?
That's crazy. That's crazy.
I don't care what your circumstance is. I don't care.
Is that Sharon Osbourne?
How your baby daddy and you work it out.
My baby daddy.
You may not hit the children.
I mean, it's really a totally lunatic person.
Yeah.
Right?
Probably.
Ask them, will you ever date your mom?
My May.
No kidding!
To say, you may not.
Look at this. She's calling
your
the scene.
Children.
She thinks I hit my kid because I was sitting here plucking my eyebrows.
Hit your children.
Who said I hit my kids?
You may not hit your children.
It's so fucking crazy.
So it's like someone who's delusional. Just
could be. She could be drunk.
Oh, right.
I don't know. Mental illness.
Yeah.
It could be many things going on, but I like that she calls her mummy.
I like that. So maybe she saw her plucking an eyebrow and was like, she's hitting her children.
Maybe. Maybe she had a few. Yeah. She sees what she wants
to
see. I
could hear it. It sounds like there could be some booze in that voice.
Absolutely. It's a little slurry.
Yeah.
I will stand up to him. You will not hit your children.
I didn't touch my kid. I was plucking my eyebrows.
Hit your children.
I was plucking my eyebrows.
I'm here to say.
Who
is you will not hit your children.
You know what this reminds me of?
Whoa.
I'm beginning to doubt your commitment to sparkle motion. She's that type, right?
Yeah.
That in Donnie Darko.
Yes.
She's the, you know, the big child advocate, the
absolutely
the dance mom.
Oh my God.
Now that was an English accent, and I wanted to last week we did the Roadman accent.
Yes.
And I asked him what a Roadman is.
I asked him,
will you ever date your mom?
Yeah.
So Roadman is the UK equivalent of homies from the hood in the US. The reason they call them roadmen is because in London slang, to be in the area/hood/on the street, they say, are you on road? It has only recently become a popular term in the last few years because of UK hip hop and grime music.
Mm.
Cockney has almost but disappeared from London and has been replaced by roadman dialect. Very interesting.
Very interesting. Another person explains, Ben from England, predominantly a London phrase to describe usually a young male who dresses in tracksuits and trainers, never high and tight jeans. Usually found patrolling his local neighborhood, being involved in illegal activity, usually connected to drug dealing. Closely related to London rap grime culture. Keep it glassy, Ben.
Glassy, I like that. Mm-hmm. It's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So much more here. You recall a few weeks ago, we had, remember the guy who taught you how to do a threesome? The charlatan?
Oh, that fucking guy?
Yeah.
With the fucking thumb rings and the ponytails.
He now has his twin goddesses, how to hug clips.
Oh, boy.
He put out how to hug. First of all, you know, you didn't see those two girls last time?
Yeah.
They're laying on their backs. I thought they were a couple of dogs, probably. They're way more attractive than I thought.
I didn't think they were dogs. I thought they were cute.
Really? How could you tell?
Well, I could just see. I couldn't see their faces.
You couldn't see their faces.
The twin goddess activations?
Yeah.
I thought I did.
No, no faces.
Well, I guess you were really paying attention to that.
They're way cuter.
You can see her tetas through the thing.
I see the tetas.
I hate this. Can I tell you something real quick?
I'm Rachel.
This thing drives me nuts.
Yeah.
What? When the fuck did this heart with your hand thing start? And it's so fucking lame.
Yeah.
And it makes me cringe whenever I see some dumb do it.
You know that stupid commercial?
God, I hate it.
Where they like they make that shitty jewelry and they go like,
yes,
leave one side open so that your heart lets love in.
Yeah.
And it's like a heart design. That one irritates me.
Every kiss begins with K's. Is that the one where the celebrity designs the heart jewelry? She's like,
not K's, but the open heart.
Yeah.
One side.
Yes.
Open,
yeah.
And let your love into your heart.
Fucking dumb.
So dumb.
The heart with the hand thing, I'm so over it.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, but these girls are pretty. No. Hold on. The one on the left is, and you can see her nip nips.
Well, her tits are fake, huge fakers.
Big fakers, yeah.
But I mean, she's pretty.
The other
she's
one.
Way hotter than
But the
I
one
thought.
On the right, do you think?
She's pretty,
she's
though.
She's pretty, yeah.
Yeah.
The one on the left's much prettier.
Yeah.
Now, the one in the middle.
He is such a fucking douchebag.
Fucking
the
retard.
Fuck is he wearing?
I know. He's such a douche. He's got all these bracelets.
Does he have any more sheer clothing and any more gold jewelry on?
It's the bangles that on a man.
Oh.
Bangle bracelets really make me want to vomit.
I mean, I hope that there's a lot of drugs involved in all their choices.
Yeah.
So we're going to start by facing your partner, grounding your feet into the earth.
What?
Oh,
placing
boy.
Your hands on each other's waist. This is called the hold. So you're going to be holding each other
shit.
And holding your eye contact, looking into the person's left eye, which is the receiving, the feminine side. You're going to be sending your partner messages of love, saying, thank you for being here, thank you for existing, I see you, I love you, I'm so grateful for you.
This is such fucking
horseshit. Yeah.
Yeah, and first of all, anybody approaches you and hugs you like that, I mean, their hands on your hips, are you out of your mind?
Yeah, it's the Trump hug. That's how he hugs his girl, his daughter.
Then the next step after
I'm serious.
That,
yeah. He hugs Ivanka that way.
So they're going to do a third eye kiss, which is bringing their eyes together.
No, please don't do this. Stop it.
They're going to do this at least 3 times, and I would suggest a minute.
Look, they're taking deep breaths together with
But oh my God.
Shouldn't they say this is how you should hug an intimate lover, not just
this
a hug?
Isn't for your lover?
I don't know.
Oh, I think
saying
it
how
is.
How to hug. You got to feed those titties.
By the way, somebody just emailed us asking, what do you call small sloppers? Because they said that they enjoy our big slopper terms. So
yeah.
What would you call a pair of high-end tights like this?
Oh, those are hungry tits.
Hungry tits.
Yeah.
They're hungry because they need to be fed.
You got to keep. Give them spoonfuls to those titties so they keep gaining some weight. Yeah.
Yeah. Can I tell you something? If you were this passionate with me, we wouldn't last.
Of course.
Like, it's so uncomfortable.
Well, so the thing
it's
about
so
this level of passion doesn't last with anyone. It's all about that NRE.
That new relationship.
Yeah, you can't stay like this with someone for years. It's absurd.
And I feel like maybe you could manufacture it.
Like they do on this show.
Yeah.
On the polyamorous show.
Yeah.
Babe. Because what he's actually excited about is that he ends up fucking somebody else.
Of course.
And he's like, it was awesome. I was like, yeah, you already fucked somebody else.
Of
Liar.
Course.
Yeah.
Yeah, this
so the ha in aloha in the ancient Hawaiian traditions, this is how they would say hello. They would bow third eyes, connect
their eyes, and they would say aloha. God, the sound is so annoying. But do you see how they're saying hello? It's not like okay. lover.
I can't take it.
You're supposed to greet a stranger like that. God.
I can't take it.
I just want to see how much more inappropriate it gets. That's the only thing I want to see. Because this is not this.
How. So they're literally sharing the breath of life, connecting third eye. So the next step is called the hug. So it's called hold, hop, hug. So now.
Oh, so that was just, that was the pre-hug.
That was the prep. The build up.
Hands on the hips.
The deep eye contact.
I love you. I'm grateful for you.
Going to hold each other in a deep connected
deep
hug.
Holding.
They're going to bring their heart holding. On top of the other person's
grinding
heart.
The penis.
So they're going to embrace here and just allow to relax and ease into that hug. You're going to hold here.
What's wrong
really
with these
crazy.
People?
I remember in high school that one kid, I won't say his name. Every high school had that kid that hugged girls too long.
Yeah. And it's the guy whose job it is to be the hugger, like the affectionate.
What was yours named John too? yeah, it was like this kid who was always, hugging. You could always see him like, that dude's always hugging a chick. Yeah. He was always giving shoulder rubs.
He's a guy that likes to cuddle. Yes, I know.
Giving those shoulder
rubs. No, just cuddle. You know? Come, let's just cuddle.
What's
come over and cuddle. Yeah. What do you think is going on with these types?
Always giving
in
a
life?
Meaningful hug.
Yeah, what is the deal with people, this type of personality that has to do everything meaningfully? Is that healthier? Are they healthier than us is what I'm trying to say? Because I'm uncomfortable with that intimacy. I don't like that.
From a dude's perspective of a dude, I think it's always a guy just trying to get laid. For a girl, sometimes people are always looking for an identity.
Oh,
and you can be the identity of the meaningful spiritual, I got a lot of love to give, I have a lot of love to receive, right. It becomes a lane, a personality lane, that's who I am, and
that's my thing.
And then sometimes you see that person and maybe it does kind of affect your day, it could be I think from a woman it could be positive, like I've met,
yeah, like it's very healing for a woman to be like
a woman like that, guys like that, I'm like,
that's
all right,
bullshit.
Scumbag. Yeah. Sure.
See, I see this massage therapist lady who's really talented and really good at what she does. But sometimes her sincerity makes me really uncomfortable.
Sure.
And that level of
But part of it's because you're an elitist, and what happens is...
No, that's not untrue.
No, what happens is you're actually in a...
An NRE.
You're in a particular relationship that you... It's unspoken, but it's understood when you go there. See, and what happens is when someone gets real sincere, they're kind of
the massage...
Well, they're kind of breaking the protocol of that dynamic.
You're
there to be basically taken care of.
Right.
And there's an exchange, there's an agreement. You're paying for services.
Yeah.
The person's supposed to not be you're technically your friend.
Your shaman.
They're taking care of you. So they become really sincere. It starts to break down the wall. Oh, are you the...
You're right.
Person taking care of.
I pay you money just to give me a nice back rub.
And then, to say things like, are you having a wonderful day? Today's a beautiful day.
Well, because I don't like it I'm going to touch your heart chakra.
You don't like that?
No.
Really? I thought you would like that.
No. It makes me crazy uncomfortable.
You love the chakra
stuff. I like psychic things. Jesus. I like when she's like, so I don't know if this means anything to you, but I had this energy of Wilma Flintstone. I swear to God, she said that to me last time. I don't know why. Does Wilma Flintstone mean anything to you? And I go, no. I like that stuff, but I don't like chakra touches. I don't like healing touches. It just makes me ugh. But you've had that person before, right? Who gives the long, meaningful hug, the soul hug.
Oh, yeah.
It's so uncomfortable.
Yeah, it is. It is. I'm not into it.
I'm not into it either.
I do like a hug.
Yeah.
I like hugs. I like greeting people and saying bye hugs. I just don't like the super intimate hug.
Yeah, like a hippie hug. Yeah. That's what hippies do. I hate
it. It's too much.
Yeah.
Too much.
It's uncomfortable.
You can greet me with a hug, though. I like hugs.
Yeah, no, I do, too. I'm a hugger, but I'm not like a soul hugger. Like, these people are
this is absurd.
Meaningful hugs.
Yeah. 100% this dude... is not hugging from the heart. He's hugging from his hips right now.
Yeah, his boner.
Yeah.
It's a boner.
This is one of the ways that you can get high on your own supply, which is another one of the workshops that I teach, how to get high naturally. This is one of the ways.
Get high on your own supply?
So now this is, you know what?
She just fucking saying.
Now I realize, too, this is more about even money, because that's another workshop I teach, you know?
Oh, boy.
So after that, you're going to separate, which I know it can be hard. You're going to look at each other, put your hands to your heart, activate some energy.
Hold on, Tom, hold on.
You're going to bow to each other. What was that like for you both? You want to just
What was the hug like?
Well, I know that was like a super brief intro.
I'm leaking a little bit. And then what about you?
So it didn't go super deep, but...
Oh, I got high.
And a big tit hug like that from her?
Yeah.
Like you're not noticing those
She's
big tits on
mashing
you?
Her mushy purples up against him. Here's my favorite move from a guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Swinging his hair
over his
shoulders.
He has to swing his hair. When he does this, oh, that fake, like, yes, yes, I'm so earnest and sincere. Yes. I'm so spiritual.
This guy's
super powerful, and it's something super simple that you can do whenever, and I highly suggest.
God.
Yeah, the women are sincere. The guy is just getting laid.
And as a guy, there's a special type of guy who's always looking for an opening in a girl, like for the girls that are like that. Like he's like, oh, I'm totally into hugs.
Super vulnerable.
I'm totally into, I'm like the soul. And then that girl's like, oh, really? That's awesome.
Yeah.
You should come do this. And then he's making the next video. So I'm fingering these two girls.
And workshops, that's a load of horse shit too.
Yeah.
He loves his company.
Get high on your natural supply. Come pay $600 to sit through my fucking workshop.
Yeah.
That's a big racket, that workshop stuff.
Absolute fucking nonsense. No. That's what that is.
Just go see a shrink. Go pay a shrink.
God. So,
I'm telling you, a lot more effective. Go straight to the source.
A vocal fry clip came
in. Oh, I love those.
Let's see. I haven't actually seen this one. Let's see how this. Let me see here. Okay.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Looks
like him.
Right.
I'm just terrified. I'm going down hoping that I'm not going to fall
down.
Not
me. That's not me.
That's you.
That is not my voice.
That's you.
Not my voice.
What do you mean that's not your voice?
Because I know my own voice from when I was 20.
This was submitted. They said,
yeah,
we
but
have a vocal
that's an.
Fry clip.
No, that's an over voiceover. It's
what?
Not me. Listen to it again.
Good stuff.
That's me. I was sick that day, by the way.
I'm just terrified. I'm going down hoping that I'm not going to fall down and die.
That is not me.
Okay. So what happened there? The dogs think it's you.
Shh, quiet. Hey, FIFO. Fief. If that is me, it's because I was sick with a fever when I was doing that. And
if
maybe,
that is me. We don't even
don't
know if that's you.
That's not my voice, though. Shh.
Please.
Hey, numb nuts.
God.
Cool it. Well, cool it. That is not me. You're the worst. You know that. You're the worst.
Why am I the worst?
That's not me. That's not my voice.
It sounds like you.
That's not my voice. You don't recognize my own voice?
Okay.
When I was terrified, I'm going down hoping that I'm not going to fall.
That's
down.
Not me. That girl has like an English. I'm terrified.
So they laid the audio over
there? Yes. That's not me. That can't be me.
I think it's you and you're sick.
I'm terrified. Why do I sound English?
Like, I'm terrified.
Oh my God.
I'm
okay.
Terrified.
Just terrified. I'm going down hoping that I'm not going to fall down and die.
That's not me.
Fine. Fine.
I don't think it is.
But see, you're not convinced that it's not either.
Well, I don't remember. It's 20 years ago now,
know,
but it
Gene.
Doesn't sound like me.
Gene.
That's my favorite. But you know what? Everyone else keeps remembering to call me that, and I love it.
I know.
Gene.
I see all the tabs. They're like, you
Gene.
And Gene need to do this.
I forgot that guy called me that. It's so funny.
So last night we're in bed and we just want to like chill out, watch something, you know, kind of easy, not too involved.
Yeah, because we got into Black Mirror.
Yeah.
But then you're fucking bummed out when you go to sleep. It's negative. I don't like that.
I got to tell you something. He's really turned a corner. With the level of movie with this one.
Jack Mayhoffer? Jack Reacher?
Tom Cruise is in Jack Reacher 2, and we saw Jack Reacher 1, I think, in theaters.
Yeah,
and
we
it's
saw
your,
that. It's
your,
bad.
Like, no, not at all. It's a good, you know, semi-big budget, we'll say, because the budgets get so crazy now, but, you know, full budget production of an action movie, and it has decent storyline, good actors, good action, like, well-done film where you're like, you know, that was a nice... time at the movies.
And it's kind of neat that they named it Jack Reacher so that everybody can call it Jack Reach-Around.
Jack Reach-Around, which this one I should point out is called Jack Reach-Around 2, I'm Reaching Back. So in this one, see, in the first one, he gets front reach-arounds. And in this, in Jack Reacher 2, he reaches back and he jacks off guys behind him, right. Which is like
which
the
is
big turn.
Different,
on it.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, this movie is such a piece of shit. I mean, it's so bad on so many levels.
I know.
The story is terrible.
Horrendous.
There's terrible writing, terrible directing. The actors, you know what it seemed like? Because it's a Tom Cruise production, and I know he had something a few years ago where. You know, him and Semler Redstone and Paramount got in this whole thing, and he got this whole, you know, this whole you know, back and forth of we're not going to produce Tom Cruise movies anymore. It was like all in the Scientology craze.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, so you see during the opening clips that that it says, you know, a Tom Cruise production. And when you're watching this movie, you can't help but notice, like, it's almost like they said, hey, if we want to get these this list of actors, it's going to add $1 million to the bottom line. And then Tom Cruise was like, hey, what if we spent $30,000 on actors? It's like so many bad actors in
the
movie.
Well, that's what I noticed the first 5 minutes. I turn to you and I go, they're acting. Like, you can tell.
Yeah.
There's so much acting going on.
Big acting faces and like...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was like, what? What did he say?
It's hard to put a finger on it. But you know, if you watch, let's say, one of those Seagal movies, one of those Seagal, like recent ones.
Yeah.
Where it's clearly a low budget film.
Ultimate Kick Edge.
You see low budget actors. Yeah. This movie is full of those. Yeah, like bad actors. The writing, there's no... Nothing is plausible. Nothing's believable.
No.
Nothing makes sense.
No.
When he confronts a guy.
No.
For like, sorry, spoiler alert. We're going to ruin the fucking piece of shit movie for you. But for instance, you know, he confronts his friend's attorney that's been hired. And he's like, you know, do you even give a shit? Whatever. Meet me there tomorrow. And then they don't give you, like, the guy sees Tom Cruise as like, why are you telling me this? But then follows through with his orders, even though he's not
even though they
in
have
a
no
position
rapport.
Of power.
Right.
Like, there's no, like, or what.
Right. There's no rapport. There's no
relationship. Like, I have blackmail stuff
right.
on you.
There's no stakes.
There's no stakes. There's
My
no,
favorite.
The girl doesn't question really who he is and what he's doing an hour into the film. She's like, wait, who are you? And she's been traveling with him. And, like,
right.
none of it makes sense.
My favorite is he breaks into military police prison.
No, he gets arrested.
He gets arrested
and then breaks out of it.
And also, there was one part this is where I tapped out, is when he goes, you can't arrest me. I'm a civilian now. I used to be a major. And he says about 500 times in the first 50 minutes, yeah. I used to be a major. I'm not. And they go, really? Well, did you read code 10.5T of the 7H Henry? And you're like, that's it. That's why you got him.
He's like, you got me.
A code. Yeah. And that's compelling for the audience. Like, what?
There's this one part where one of the captains, let's say, is bad in the army. They go to his house and they're like, give us that file. And the guy has it in his trash can on his laptop. So Tom Cruise puts him in a grip and he's like, give us the code. And the guy's like, 1072. And then they type in 1072 and it's correct. And they're like, thanks. And they leave. Like, there's no, those scenes are supposed to be like, you know, a dramatic buildup. And then guy's supposed to resist. And that's how you build the tension of like, oh, what's going to happen here?
Well, and I think the biggest thing that they didn't address in this film is, when does he masturbate?
They don't talk about masturbating. Another thing I should tell you, 1 hour into the film where you're like, I'm going to fucking blow my brains out at how bad this is. Seriously, an hour into the film, you're like, this is such a bad movie.
And they
movie.
Haven't even shown him taking a shit, probably.
No, not just that. I hit the pause button to see how much time is left. Yeah. 1 hour.
Oh,
it's a 2 hour piece of shit.
That's even
like
worse.
Most action movies that suck, 90 minutes tops. You know, usually a little under that because they're like, we're just giving you fluff here. They make a 2 hour turd.
Yeah.
Reacher reaching for turds because it's such a shit fucking. I mean, I want to see if this trailer is as bad as the movie is. Trailers can be very misleading.
Yeah, that's their job.
Yeah. Well, actually, and he might, but we should say.
Marry Your Mom. Oh, John Wick 2. I can't wait to see that,
though. That one, I bet, is going to be
And Trainspotting 2 is coming out. I'm super excited.
To be fair, he might jerk off in the second hour of the movie.
Oh.
I'm saying.
We don't know what happened.
I don't know yet.
Okay.
I have to break up how bad it is into two parts.
Well, we own it because we bought it on iTunes. So maybe tonight we can do part two. You're going to have to catch me up to speed because I tapped out.
I don't think I should do that. I think you should watch it. I think you should. The goons that they hired, they're wearing sunglasses.
Yeah,
like,
the bad guys were the bad
him?
Guys.
It's
yeah.
really so bad, bad, man. Let's see.
And oh, this is the best. This is the best. I love this.
One guy took them all down with his bare hands.
Oh, yeah?
He's still in there.
Turn around, mister. Let me see your hands. Slowly.
Aggravated assault is a felony in this state, Mr.
Mister.
Process him and get him to count.
Tire first scene, right?
Yeah.
It's weird.
Two things are going to happen in the next 90 seconds.
Excuse me?
Excuse me.
First, that phone over there is going to ring. Second, you're going to be wearing these cuffs on your way to prison.
Oh, mommy, no.
Well, that is one magnificent prophecy, Mr. Reacher.
What?
Whoa.
See, it's not a bad trailer.
No.
I'm in it.
Just yeah, keep on ringing.
So far, you're like, all right.
The acting's... Acting?
Thanks for tipping us off.
Not Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise is great.
When are you coming to D.C.?
I move around a lot.
By the way, so that exchange right there was, thanks for tipping us off. When are you coming to D.C.? It's like, that's their first time speaking.
Right.
And she's and you're like, okay, he tipped off. Well, but he's not in the army. He knew about a crooked sheriff.
Well, and why couldn't they just go to the sheriff's office and arrest him? Why do they have to set up that whole cafeteria
I don't know.
Thing? It was so
but
weird.
They set that up. Thanks for coming to DC. 48 hours later, he's like there. She's been arrested. And he's like, I got to get her out. He's never met her before.
Yet. I know. Now, I will say, Tom Cruise, who has looked a maze for the last 50 years, I think his face is finally sliding off.
Turning a corner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I thought he got braces. Didn't he have braces?
Yeah, a while ago.
Yeah, but they look crooked again.
They do?
He's in incredible shape. I think the guy looks like a, what is it, brick shit house?
Well, that's not how I would describe him, but yeah, okay.
No, he's in a maze shape.
Yeah.
But the face is starting to slide down.
Yeah.
It's rotting off.
He's got
to
be 50-something.
He's
There's
old.
A scene in
he's
the
He's too
film.
Old to be an action guy, you know what I mean?
He refuses to accept that.
I know, he's too old for this shit.
Let me tell you.
Because he doesn't do Mission Impossible anymore. Does he do those movies? No.
Yeah, they just did one a little while ago.
With him?
Yeah.
Well, he's old as fuck now.
I don't know that he's old as fuck.
He looks it.
He's 54.
Yeah.
In the film, there's one scene where they're fugitives, and the guy's like, male, Caucasian male, 40s.
Like, sucker.
That's definitely, he's like, just put that in the, 40s.
It could be our television, because we have a high-def TV, and I do notice you look way worse on that high-def, boy.
Yeah.
Very unforgiving, high-definition television. Boy, oh boy. I watched that new Bridget Jones's Baby. She looked fucking rough, too.
Yeah. Yeah, really? She had, like, a lot of work done, though, right?
She did, and then she denied it, I think. And that's, you know, I don't know why people deny
so check this
having
out.
The work. Just say you did it. Who cares?
Mission Impossible was 96.
Uh-huh.
Mission Impossible.
Great movie.
Excellent.
Love those movies. So
two came out in 2000. Three came out in 06.
Wow.
Four came out in 2011. Five came out in 2015. And six is coming out in 2018.
I love those movies. I'll watch them.
They're a lot of fun. But this pile of dog shit, let's get back to it.
And he made it, too.
Legend. Should... Yeah. Folks wonder why you left. Purple Heart, Silver Star.
Purple Mushies.
There's this big dent in the desk. People say you made it with someone's head.
So dumb.
Jack Reacher for Major Turner.
Major Turner's been arrested.
On what charge?
Espionage.
He's been set up. How much does Reacher know?
How's it going?
There's the bad guys, the bad glasses on.
I don't like being followed.
You think you're invulnerable.
That's right.
So far, though, the trailer's way better than the film.
Yeah, and I remember we watched this trailer, and we were debating on which dumb thing to watch the other night, and you go, oh, well, that's definitely dumb.
Yeah.
So let's put that on the back burner for later. Like, this isn't... It's a great trailer.
Yeah, the trailer's
good.
Here's the other thing. The pacing. Action needs pacing.
Yeah.
The scenes have no pacing to them.
Maybe Steven Seagal ghost wrote.
Maybe
Jack
he
Reacher
ghost
too.
Edited the film, directed and edited this film.
Maybe I rip your arm off and beat you to death with it.
I'm sorry about this.
Rachel?
You're here to kill you.
My men were shot by one of our own. This is bigger than I imagined. Uh-huh. You ever lose anyone on your watch, Reacher?
It's so bad.
You're a dead man. You think you're above the law. But I'm
waiting for those rear reach around scenes.
Not the law.
Yeah, when does that start?
But I heard in this movie he reaches between his legs, you know?
Because I'm going to start hunting. And when I find you, I'm going to kill you all.
All right, I'm done.
It's
I tapped out already. I'm bored.
Tell you.
Well, we get to watch part two tonight. Oh. But that John Wick 2 is going to be a good one.
I think that'll be good.
I can't wait.
That first one was really good.
Oh, yeah. I love Canoe. I can watch him do anything.
Canoe can do anything. Would you marry your mom?
Well, marry your mom. Can I?
Somebody else submitted that they got voicemails, like their own Salome calls.
No.
Yeah. They said they've been getting voicemails at work.
Really?
Yeah.
And?
Here we go.
Yeah, asshole. You better get your fucking ass up to the counter, and I'm in now. And are you with Linda? Because she disappeared. I didn't see you at fucking dinner or nothing else. I want your ass home. I want your ass home now. You got me? Now. Or I'm going to raise some kind of hell you never seen. Both of you better get your heads out of your fucking asses.
Whoa.
Right now.
I think she
I'm not fucking
now.
Around. You don't get on that phone, call me back, and we're going to have a heyday down here with you. I'll show you how that shit goes. Don't you fucking run on me off on me after dinner and think I don't know if you're fucking gone and that Linda's gone and all this bullshit. And if you're fucking her right here in the building, I think you left her with her. You get your fucking ass on now, goddamn little motherfucker. Or I take you to the cleaner.
You know what the best part of this is? Much like Salome, this lady is convinced that she left a certain person this voicemail.
Yeah.
So when she sees him, she's like,
"What's up?
You got a talking to." And she's like, "What are you talking about? You heard that message. Don't think you didn't fucking hear that message." And he's like, "I didn't hear any message. I told you I was going to fucking tell you that cleaners."
Yeah, asshole. I'll take you to the cleaners.
Yeah.
With that accent.
No more Salome calls, though, right?
No, but I've got a neat update. I've been getting texts about Itis.
Yeah.
Itis is apparently on Facebook, activated his phone number, and now I'm getting text updates whenever Itis gets a Facebook update. So, like, Molly
He's
posted
one
a picture
of the people that's had your number.
Yeah. Itis, and then Salome.
And then a woman too.
Shanaz.
The nurse.
And she's been getting a lot of offers out of Boca Raton, but she's not getting them.
No.
I know.
People need to update their information.
I know. It's so fucking annoying.
Especially her because it's for a job.
Yeah, you'd think Shanaz would be on top, but.
So as far as, you know, we were looking for boring things, boring clips. we found out that those engineer clips are fake, that they're like an inside joke among engineers, but. Here's an actual one. Was kind enough to send us a truly boring clip that's not a joke.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, the next section we'll be going to is section 5. That's the air brake section.
Oh, my God. It looks bad. Yeah. This guy looks
so
boring.
If you're following along, turn to your section 5, page 5-1. And this section covers air brake system parts, dual air brake systems, inspecting air brakes, and using air brakes.
Oh, my God.
The brake pedal is sometimes called the foot valve or treadle valve, is what activates your brakes on your tractor and trailer. And the harder you push on it, the more pressure will be pushed on the brakes.
Right.
Yeah.
The foundation brakes are at the end of each axle on your tractor and trailer. So let's walk over and take a look at mock-up of a foundation.
Please,
the airline will come into your air chamber, this unit, at this point. When you press on the brake, air is forced
into
this chamber, which pushes this push rod
I'm too bored.
Out.
Stop.
Are you bored?
It's and horrible.
Wait.
You may have an application pressure gauge.
Oh my God.
If you do, that's a gauge that tells you how much pressure you're putting on the foot brake.
No, this guy's so boring, too.
When you inspect your brake system, you should do it just like you would do in your pre-trip.
Okay.
And please, doing your engine compartment.
Please. Please.
That was really great.
That was
Thank
fucking
you.
Terrible. Can I read an email update I got on eating brown?
Of course.
You know, we brought up the hammock clip, which was, what's that guy's name? McAfee? The famous guy that invented antivirus, whatever the fuck. He has women in Guatemala, is it? Or Belize?
It was in Belize. Belize, yeah.
Sit in hammocks with holes cut out of the bottom, and they shit into his mouth.
Oh.
To which I responded with, well, doesn't that make him sick to eat brown? And so we got a couple of emails from some health professionals they thought you'd want to hear. Ready? Mm-hmm. Hey, Jeans, after hearing a few of your podcasts about these disturbing behaviors, I had to look it up. I've actually seen people exhibit these behaviors, but that's because I'm a nurse in a prison for max security psych inmates. The truly funniest thing I've seen with fecal matter was an inmate who made sculptures out of his shit, as well as poo crayons.
Mm.
He then wrote messages on the walls with said crayons. At least once a month, an inmate is eating their own shit.
Eat the poo-poo!
To answer whether you'd get physically ill, I have never seen any of them get sick from it.
Eat the poo-poo!
There you go. And hold on, we got another one. Tom and Christina, I'm a support worker, and one of my clients eats his own brown. And is medically well. He eats it every day.
What's a support worker? What does that mean?
I don't know. Support, maybe that's from another country. Maybe, why don't I just Google it?
Okay.
A support worker, it might be a social worker.
And one of my clients eats his poo every day.
Every day. Every
oh, God.
Support workers can work in a residential care home, domiciliary care, or out in the community. Their work is defined by a care plan, which is often developed
social
by a social worker.
Okay.
God, I was turning into the fucking Evie Mike guy there for a minute reading
man.
That shit.
I know. God damn it. Well, here, let us cleanse our palates with this. Look.
Hey, buddy, what you doing?
I'm just glassing.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
There you go. Dan.
Send nice. That. Getting Thanks, the next generation
next
in on
generation
it.
Next generation on that glass, yeah.
Excellent work.
Really good stuff. let me, yeah. Okay. You know what that means? I mentioned earlier, my tour is beginning. Where am I this week? I'm in Milwaukee, Madison, mini apple tits. I believe there's like 100 tickets left to Milwaukee at the time of this recording. Madison is sold out. All three mini apple tits shows are sold out. And then a few days later, the Wednesday after, I'll be at UConn. I don't know if it's open to the public. It might only be for students, but I'll be there. Stores, Connecticut. Exciting stuff. The tour rages on, so please go to tomsegura.com/tour. A lot of places coming up. Long Island, Strong Island, Montclair, Atlantic City. I go to Chicago. We added a show there. Boston, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts. San Jose, Burlington, Vermont, on and on and on, Seattle, Portland, it's all happening. Please go to tomsegura.com/tour, and of course, February 12th, we're doing the podcast, Your Mom's House, live in Irvine, 7 p.m. sold out, we added a 9 p.m. show, we'll do a new show with the great Yoshi Obayashi at 9, Irvine Improv. Jeans?
February 17th and 18th, I'm in LA. I'm headlining the Hollywood Improv February 17th, February 18th, Flappers Comedy Club. April 13th through 15th, Brea Improv. May 4th and 5th, Fartniks, Arizona. May 19th and 20th, Jew Dork Titties at the Gotham Comedy Club. June 16th and 17th, Man Fran Disco at the Punchline Comedy Club. And with Jeans on February 12th.
That's right.
The 7 and 9 p.m. show. Oh, that's going to be exciting, isn't it?
It's very exciting, of course.
Oh, also, we are proud to announce that we have added Amazon UK to your mom's house podcast.com. If you want to use that when you shop in Amazon in Canada, UK, and the United States, click on our banners.
Thanks for your support.
Go to 1000ranch.com and buy some tickets to see those big, mushy purples.
That's the best promo I've ever had. Ever, ever, of all times.
Yeah.
Are you done, Jeans? I have some.
Tommy, would you marry your dad?
What's that, babe?
I want to read this email before I forget.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
I think it's fantastic.
Yeah.
The subject says, no other man like Tom, and in parentheses, not true.
Thank you.
Her name is Talon, I think, or Talon, forgive me, Talon. Mm-hmm. In addition to my husband peeing on me in the shower, hotboxing me at every opportunity, and nicknaming my slightly soft stomach Chubby Tubby, he also thinks it's funny to try putting his toe in my butt. He does this when I am fresh out of the shower and standing on one leg trying to put my other foot in my underwear. His favorite times are when he can knock me off balance long enough to then shove said toe in my face and ask me if it's clean.
Wow.
I feel your pain, mommy. Just keep glassing.
That guy's a legend.
Okay.
That guy's awesome.
Yeah. My husband definitely treats me like a 10-year-old boy, and all I can say is men like these only make our personality stand out stronger. Thanks,
James. Oh, that's very true. Very true. Email says, Tommy, is Mommy Tina kidding? Did she hit her head? I have a Bulgarian daughter-in-law. Not sure what they do to those poor Eastern Bloc kids. She is sweet, but best personality? Nope. You can include best personality champ to water and weight loss champ. Thanks, Jeans.
Are you seriously reading these?
And then Nerf Dude wrote, making a list of your husband's verbal trespasses is not the action of a personality queen. Interesting.
Interesting how you're only reading those in favor of you. That's really
I'm reading what's in front of me. It's on the sheet. Serious fart question. Have you ever farted on a scale and lost weight? I have not wondered if it's possible. I have not. I wondered if it's possible. Had my first Double Pipe Classic on Xmas Eve.
Well, congratulations.
So excited I couldn't find words. Thanks for all the important discussions. Let's go, Water Champ James.
Now, you got angry with me because an emailer wrote in asking if you sneeze and burp at the same time. Is that considered
sneeze and
something?
Fart.
No, a sneeze and a burp was this email.
Oh, I thought you said sneeze and fart.
No, but a lot of people have asked that too. Is that something special? Does
no,
that get a name?
It's such nonsense that they want to be rewarded or credited for something.
And why is that, Tom?
I mean, a sneeze, you know, it's a natural occurrence, happens quite often. And the fact that, you know, pressure is being pushed out, it's quite common that you would sneeze and fart at the same time. The fact that we're going to act like that's something to be celebrated, it's absurd. It's like,
so what differentiates that from the Double Pipe Classic?
It's so rare. It's like it doesn't make sense. Usually that air chooses one canal.
Right.
When it splits in two, I mean, that really is a magical. It's like a triple rainbow. It's like seeing orcas come up and feed at the sunset. It's one of like nature's, you know, amazing.
It's like catching a moose.
It's like a moose going down. Exactly. Yeah. You know, and people go their entire lives without them.
That's true.
Sneezing and farting. I mean,
sneezing
a couple times a week, you probably do that.
I feel like that is a rare occurrence too. I don't sneeze a whole lot, but I don't have may I make a case for sneezing and farting, please?
Yeah.
May I? Because when you sneeze, you clench your sphincter. Okay.
Yeah.
You're clenching. So
true.
For a fart to come out and make sound at the same time as a sneeze, maybe that is a harder feat because the clenching naturally wants to happen.
It's not that special. It's not that special.
I've never heard you fart and sneeze at the same time.
Oh, I've done it dozens and dozens of times. Yeah, it's not special.
Okay.
So, you know, I know you're a big football fan. We got some Eli Manning.
Peyton Manning.
Post-game interview right here.
I like these guys, actually.
How long do those missed opportunities go through your mind? Do you just think about the comp?
Well, we'll see. Obviously, they're still right there. This one hurts. You know, just when you look back and you see that we had some chances and we had a good plan and had good plays called at the right time to take advantage of what they were doing, and you know, just couldn't
a lot
you know,
of you know so
the,
far
you know, make the throw
a lot of saying nothing.
The block.
Yeah, in retrospect, how close was the offense to really having the type of game that it felt that it was capable of having this year?
Yeah, I thought
big you know guy.
I thought we were close. You know, thought you know teams weren't giving us a whole lot.
A lot of opportunities
to get the ball down the field.
Yeah,
you have to grade yourself on an A to F scale this season.
It was tough. It was tough.
Here's all the you knows in one.
You know.
That's a lot.
Good.
Yeah, it's good. But you know, you've always made that distinction that you know, and you know what I'm saying.
It's not the same. That I'm a stickler the way you are about sneezing and farting. It's not special to
when
you.
When I talked about how you sitting there and the first words out of your mouth is, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? No, the hell we don't. You.
Right. I don't know what you're saying, and I don't know what you mean.
Yeah.
Well, you know is in a different category than you know what I'm saying. You talking about feel me? It's different. It's all different.
Yeah. I totally get you. Are you ready for... this is fantastic. This came in. This kid records himself talking to his dad about eating ass.
Oh, Jesus.
And his dad is so not on board.
Of course.
His dad is like, that's fucking nasty.
Got to shit him out. Motherfucker, you.
You ate ass before,
Daddy. You damn life. I ate some ass.
Daddy, you 60-something years old.
You damn right. I ain't never ate no ass. I ain't never.
So imagine this question, though,
no
dad.
Shit.
So you ain't never ate a girl front and back? Oh, front and back.
Hell no.
So you ain't never ate pussy front and back, Daddy?
No, sir.
Daddy, you sit.
Because if you do, your nose going to be all up in our ass. Hell no.
So you never lick ass like lick pussy and ass at the same time?
No.
The asshole right there,
no,
Daddy.
I don't give a damn.
No.
Daddy, stop lying. 2017, Daddy. I ate ass before.
I don't give a damn if it's 3017. Motherfucker,
37.
I ain't ate no ass, and I'm not going to eat no ass.
Smart
really,
man.
Really into not doing it.
Smart guy.
Come on.
Get that fecal to oral bacteria.
Guy's a square.
ATM.
Daddy, everybody ate ass before.
Everybody ain't ate no ass. Nobody ain't like you, nasty motherfucking shit.
I don't understand, though. How you sit on your zoe and never eat no ass?
Easy. Don't go near that motherfucker. You know what comes out that motherfucker?
Truth.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know exactly what comes out that shit?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I agree.
That's all right. I ain't sticking my tongue in no asshole. You got me fucked up.
2017, you better do it.
No shit.
You ain't gonna have no girls then.
I just don't have no goddamn girl.
You're singing the rest of your motherfucking life.
That's all right then. I'll be single for the rest of my life. I got to eat ass to have a woman. Fuck that.
You're like a 66-year-old man. You realize that? You guys have the same outlook on it.
I agree. Because this guy knows how to live long. He knows what he's talking about. I don't take risks. Risk averse. I don't have any stories about drinking all day like you. I don't have stories about eating ass like you.
I feel like I got beat with a pipe. I think it's from drinking 3 days ago.
Yeah.
I won't give a goddamn.
You lying because Steve in the back.
I won't give a goddamn
if I call my mama right now.
Call your mama, nigga.
She'll tell me
she ain't gonna tell you no lie like that.
Come on, Dad. You was a cold freak back in the day.
Freak my ass, man. Your mama ain't gonna tell you no damn lie like that.
The guy's hilarious. You ready for some more Hi Mommies?
Yes.
Thanks, Jeans.
Been waiting all hour for this. This is what I live for these days.
Hi, can I help you?
Hey, what's your pronoun? hey, Mommy, can I get a large Genius. Black cold brew with no ice?
A large cold brew black with no ice?
Yep. Actually, do you have Polybuy?
I'm sorry?
Do you have Polybuy? It's a non-binary creamer.
No, I'm sorry. I do have almond milk.
Okay. No, I'll just go black jeans.
Okay. Anything else for you today?
That's it, Mommy.
$3.44. Thank you.
Thanks.
That's fantastic.
Wow.
That was Patrick.
The game is just elevated so much.
Hey, Mommy, how you doing today?
Oh, yes. I love these.
Me too.
Classic.
Thing and stuff like that. Yeah. Sky punches. 104, man. Yes, sir. There's four.
It's the little things in life, you know. Makes life so much
better. Thanks, Jeans.
Thanks, Jeans.
You too. Keep it glassing, man.
He's laughing.
Yeah, because it's so much
it's
fun.
So fun.
It's so much fun.
That's Corey. Thanks, Corey.
Good job.
So, hey, Jeans. What can I have the ice cream cone, Lazar?
Egypt.
Ice cream cone? Oh, Lazar.
Are
you double pipe special, Lazar? Double pipe special.
Fry special?
لا خلاص اوكي يبقى الايس كريم كون لا صح
حاجه ثانيه
Thanks, mommy.
Amazing.
Egypt. Holy cow.
That's Ali in Egypt.
Wow.
Did not know we had Egyptian jeans.
That is so cool.
Very, very well done.
Wow.
Very impressive.
Hello, look at someone's home. Sorry about that. We're going to get me today.
Hey, mommy. I've been slipping along this big, huge menu, just glassing. I think I'm just going to do a hot and spicy McChicken and a large drink.
Hot and spicy chicken and a large drink?
Correct.
What kind of drink?
A double pipe classic.
I'm sorry?
It's like when you fluid bond two different drinks, like half Coke, half Dr. Pepper. I don't know if you guys are poly-bi friendly. Half and half?
Half what?
Coke, Dr. Pepper?
Coke and Dr. Pepper?
Yeah. That's correct, jeans.
Sure. Anything else?
Fluid bonding.
No thanks, I got family in Denver.
So just a mixed drink in the 150?
Yes.
All right, 217 first window.
All right, thank you, Hitler.
It's from my act.
Oh, family in Denver. Hilarious. Yeah, holy moly.
Who is that? Sorry about that. We're going to get me today.
Chris J.
Really good work. Holy moly.
Wow.
Wow. I like that the idea of fluid bonding the two different drinks is genius. That was other level.
And he get it real clear. Thanks, Hitler. God.
Sneaking those Hitlers in is
bold. It's bold.
Yeah, a whole other story.
He was, Ashley.
All right, mommy. Pass it, please. Hi, mommy. Can I get a double cheeseburger for Bert, please?
Double cheeseburger, yeah?
Yeah, please.
Yeah?
Yeah, can I get an F-A-R-T?
What, sorry?
Toffee latte.
Oh, thank you.
No, thanks. Just glassing. Thanks, James.
An F-I-R-T. Can I hear that one again? Yeah. I really like that one. Can I have an F-I-R-T? And he goes, a double latte.
All right, mommy. Hi, mommy. Can I get a double cheeseburger for Bert, please?
For Bert.
Yeah, please.
Bert, you're right.
Yeah, can I get an F-I-R-T?
Come on,
sorry. Toffee latte.
Oh, toffee latte.
No, thanks, just glassing.
Ah, masterful.
Thanks, James.
Masterful.
Bert.
How was Bert's eating on your night out with him?
Well, we ate you like did. Pigs at that House of Prime
but
Rib.
But did he eat more than you?
Probably.
Yeah.
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 Oh, I got to say that from the time Hi Mommy Thanks Jeans started to where Hi Mommy Thanks Jeans is now, it's just like a quantum leap. It's just, you guys are so...
It's absurd.
So smart and funny.
You're really funny, man.
I never in my wildest dreams thought the game would elevate to this, did you?
A couple
you?
More, no.
I mean, more. Who knew? This Let's is a phenomenon, see. Taking the world over.
Barry P. here.
Well, I love this guy.
Can I get for you today?
Yeah.
Hey, Heather, morning, mommy. just glassing here for a second.
Jesus.
Okay.
Question for you.
All right.
Hey, do you guys have the same menu as like down in Hollywood, down in LA, in that area?
There probably are some differences. Are you looking for?
They had a couple different breakfasts. One called the Brown Town.
Jesus.
Yeah. No. If it's like, if you have a recipe for it, we might be able to make it.
The Brown Town. Not the big mushy purple either. I don't see.
No. It's probably different.
It's a lot. They have like some health food stuff down there to keep you regular and all that for the old folks. You know what I'm saying? For reals, though. All right, mommy. I'm going to have a quad vente extra hot mocha. Pretty please.
All right.
Make those jeans high and tight. I think that'll do it for me this morning, mommy.
All right. 6:35.
Right on. Thanks, jeans.
Look at the smile. That's the look of contentment. I'm telling you. Until you've done it yourself, you don't know the joy.
Barry's also the barbecue master.
This is the barbecue?
Yeah.
You know, I retweeted this video because I thought it was just so great. Oh, shit, that's him. Well, now that's it's him. All connected. All right. Well, thank you.
Yeah, delicious.
Thank you for the cue. That was delightful.
Really good stuff.
Here's
Caleb.
Holy moly.
Caleb, sorry,
folks.
What can I get for you today?
Well, given my entire life tonight, would probably be a venti whole milk iced caramel macchiato.
Venti whole milk iced caramel macchiato. Anything else?
What would be a maze is, this is from the water champ. Can I get a grande ice water also?
Anything else?
No, that should do it for my fluid bonding tonight.
All right, venti whole milk, macchiato, and cup of water, 5.76.
All right, thanks, Mom.
My fluid bonding.
For my fluid
bonding. The fluid bond. People added goes, fluid bonding and non-binary.
Real quick, he goes, since on the water champ, I'll have the, yeah. It's really great.
The fluid bonding is a whole other thing. I love it.
People even remember. Do you remember?
Man, I'm exhausted from that. It was so funny.
Hi, welcome to Wendy's. How may I help you?
Yeah, hi, Mommy. Just glassing real quick. Glancing at the menu. Glass. Okay. Name number one.
Small, medium, or large?
Medium, please.
And your drink?
Coke.
Okay.
And then can I get a double pipe classic?
A double?
Yeah, double, please.
Okay.
Can I have that medium because I'm not Bert?
And your drink?
Coke.
Okay.
That'll be it.
1757
for
4 amps.
All right, thanks, Jeans.
Fucking unreal.
Nothing makes me happy.
Medium because I'm not Bert.
God, he's making.
Thank you for choosing Panda Express. My name is. Would you like to try a sample of our new firecracker chicken?
No, not today, Mommy.
Not a problem. I'll take it for you.
Can I get a panda bowl with chow mein and the Kiss My Pussy chicken?
Okay, a panda bowl, chow mein, and. Teriyaki chicken?
Yeah, that's correct.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Can I also get a side order of the how do you say egg rolls? The egg rolls?
Oh, the egg rolls?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. The chicken egg roll or the veggie spring rolls?
The chicken.
That was so good.
And then a side.
How do you say?
And then
okay.
Can I also get a side order of the how do you say egg rolls? The egg rolls?
Oh, the egg rolls?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. The chicken egg roll or the veggie spring rolls?
The chicken.
Okay.
And then a side of sweet and sour as well.
Cool. Okay, anything else?
That's it.
I have your total at 786. You're going to donate your 14 cents to the Phoenix Children's Hospital?
Yeah, sure, Jeans.
Thank you very much. It's going to be 8 at the window.
Okay, thank you, Mommy.
Now, what this gentleman added... is okay. Do you see what he did? What masterful thing!
Thank you for choosing Panda Express. My name is Dia. Would you like to try some of our new firecracker chicken?
Oh no, that's it.
He didn't leave his name. No. The masterful thing that this gentleman did is the kiss my pussy chicken.
Yeah,
and he did not. He gave her the space to answer back.
Right.
The teriyaki chicken. That's the key. If you can throw out the most ridiculous thing.
A lot of people I notice are doing that though.
Give the silence.
You say it like you own it.
Yeah.
And then you let them
what? Go. Yeah. Oh, did you mean the
a double?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That's the best. Is the letting them retranslate what you just said. God, kiss my pussy chicken. Oh my god.
That's really crazy.
Whew.
God.
No. So how do you say egg roll?
I say egg roll. I never saw that coming, man.
Neither did I. It was hilarious.
I wouldn't have done that in 100 drive-thrus. No.
But I didn't even know Panda Express had drive-thrus. Did you?
Actually, no, I didn't.
No clue. I wonder if that's can't be California.
Oh, my God.
We don't have those here. Oh, fucking fuck. That was great.
Man.
Kiss my pussy chicken.
Kiss my pussy chicken.
You just fucking...
Kiss my pussy. Kiss it.
All right. We got to go, Jeans.
All right.
I'm exhausted.
I know, Jeans. I know.
Thank you guys for jeansing up with us. It was a lot of fun. We'll see you in a week.
By the way, I don't know if you guys noticed how much water my husband drank and how much I've been drinking. Go ahead, show the audience how much you drank this whole episode. Go ahead.
I'm tired, babe.
Not a lot. He drank two little Yorkie sips.
No.
Yours are Maltese sips. Mine are Doberman gulps.
I finished this too.
Mm-hmm.
It's water.
Soda counts against your water intake. Everybody knows that.
It's not soda.
Oh, what is it then?
It's water.
Osnam water.
Yeah.
How come then? What does it say? Zero calorie soda. It says here.
But it's water. It's just soda water.
Mm-hmm. But it's got sweetener in it, so it takes away.
No, it doesn't have sweetener
from your water
in it.
It has
stevia
intake, and it contains caffeine, so it's negative water.
No, it doesn't.
It contains caffeine, so it's negative
caffeine
water.
Caffeine free.
Well, this one contains caffeine. Let me see yours.
Caffeine free.
Okay. I don't believe you. You just
it says
wrote
caffeine
that on it.
Free.
It says so
no
much caffeine.
No sugar. No artificial sweeteners.
And it says
sweeteners.
Tom's teeth were a D-.
You're worse.
Dog teeth.
Let's go, Water Champ. That's me. Thank you guys for listening. We love you.
Let's fluid bond.
Please tell the audience so I can have record that you're impressed with my water consumption.
Who's the Water Champ? You're the Water Champ. You've been the Water Champ for as long as I've known you. Pound the water. Pound the water. You've been the Water Champ for as long as I've known you. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go, Water Champ. Pound the water. Pound the water. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go, Water Champ. Pound the water. Pound the water.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
Current Water Champion.
Tom gets it running away.
Let's go, let's go, let's go, Water Champ.
Pound the water, pound the water.
You are the Water Champ.
Pound the water, pound the water.
Water down, Water Champ.
You're drinking that much water.
Just drinks water and pees.
Just
drinks water and pees at the same time. Sometimes he's peeing while he's drinking.
Oddly enough, my wife also competed. She came last place. You ever seen New York drink water?
Just my overwhelming urge to consume more water.
Like, you don't understand. Current Water Champion.
You don't understand.
Water Champ, Water Champ.
You don't understand.
Current Water Champion.
You don't understand.
Water Champ, Water Champ.
Yeah. Just kept drinking and no one said a word.
Pound the water. Pound the water. Let's go, let's go, let's go, Water Champ.
Pound the water.
Pound the water. Let's go, let's go, let's go, Water Champ.
Pound the water.
Pound the water.
Is this technically water too?
Water too.
Let's go, let's go, let's go, Water Champ. Let's go, let's go, let's go, Water Champ.
People would discuss like who's the Water Champ.
Let's go, go, Water Champ.
We killed two of those and then 4 16-ounce waters.
You are the Water Champ.
I've never seen someone drink so much water during such a short. Let's go, Water Champ.
Let's go, let's go, let's go, Water Champ.
Pound the water, pound the water.
Let's go, let's go, let's go, Water Champ.
Pound the water, pound the water.
Let's go, Water Champ. Let's go, Water Champ.
Just a madman.